We are on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, 104A. Rabbi Veil said he got up to the second line. My Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. That was the big chesed he did for me going up to that point. The Gemara at the bottom of Kimel Amud Beis is really something. All right. So we're presented with a machlokas Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi. And the Gemara wants to know what the source is. How do we know that they actually made these statements? Where does this come from? I gave you a table there on the sheet with the shitas of Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon on three different cases. We'll see them as we go through it. My Rabbi, my Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Disanya, here's the braisa, that's our source. Rabbi Omer, Hadam Miratzala or Bifnei Atzmo. He says, first of all, we would do Zrikas Hadam for the hide, even if the Basar became possible. Meat's no good, the carbon. Nonetheless, we would still do the Zrikas Hadam. What Rebbe is really saying, and I put it in parentheses in the table, is that the hide is as important, or maybe not as important, but the hide is important to us, just like the meat is, and therefore it warrants its own Zrikas Hadam, even if the Zrikas Hadam will do nothing for the meat of the carbon. That's number one. Ukshu'im habasar. And when the hide is actually on the basar, at the time when the basar becomes pasul, nolad bopsul, when the meat becomes pasul, bein kodem zrika, bein la'achar zrika, harayu kayotze bo, doesn't matter whether the psul occurs pre or post zrika, harayu kayotze bo, the hide will have the same status as the basar itself, will have the same status as the meat itself. Another way in which we look at the or, we look at the hide as being like the meat. So whatever happens to the meat, that's what happens to the, it's what happens to the hide as well, the first statement meaning hadam ratzal or bifnei atzmo, correct, is talking about where it was separate. That's our first case. It's mufshat basar pasal, as I wrote on the sheet. Then the second and third cases are either it's on the meat and the meat was pasal at the time of the zrikas hadam. It became pasal in other words before the zrika, so the zrika can't help the meat and it can't help the hide either. Or the meat was with the hide was on the meat, and the meat became possible after the zrika. It still becomes possible just like the meat does. It's just that at the time of the zrika hadam, it wasn't possible yet because neither was the basar. So that's Rebbe's view. Rebbe is going to put the hide, the or, in the same category as the meat across the board. That's the upshot. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Adam Meratzala or Bifnei Atzmo. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, number one, you don't do a zrikas hadam just for the hide. If the hide is on its own, it's mufshat already, it's been separated from it, and the basar became pasul, then there's no zrikas hadam at all. We're done. Ukshu'im habasar. If it is on the basar, if the hide is on the basar, and nolad bo psul kodem zrika, and the basar becomes pasul before zrikas hadam, harayu kayotze bo, it's as pasul as the basar is. The hide and the basar, the or and the basar are both pasul. And achar zrika, however, if the hide is on the meat, you have zrikas hadam, and then the meat becomes pasul, hurtza basar shah achas yavshitanu va'arul hakohanim, since the basar was kasher for a time, right? When you did the zrikas hadam, it became kasher at least for a moment before it became pasul. Therefore, yavshitanu then do a hefshet va'arul hakohanim, and the hide goes to the kohanim. In other words, the hide is kasher. So the two points of machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon are, number one, would I do the zrika if the basar and the or were separate and the basar became pasul? That's number one. And Rabbi says, yeah, the hide is important and therefore warrants its own zrikas hadam. And second, what if the hide, the or, is on the basar, and the basar is kosher at the time of the zrika and only becomes pasul afterwards? According to Rebbe, the hide has the same status as the meat. The meat becomes pasul, so does the hide. And Rabbi Lezer Rishima says, no, it's kosher. We view it separately as an independent entity. Okay. That's our quote. That's where we got Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon from at the end of yesterday's Gemara. So the Gemara wants to present this machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, is specifically the debate about the or being separate from the basar, when it's mufshat and the basar becomes pasul, as a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua as well. We're always helped if we can compare to additional machlokos, because if you can resolve one of them, then you can resolve the set. So we would like to pair this up with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Lema, but Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua kamiflagi. Let's say that the machlokas we had about the status of the or that was mufshat, that was separate at the time that the basar became pasul, let's say that's a machlokas machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as well, as follows. The pasuk says, "V'asisa olosecha habasar v'hadam al mizbach Hashem alokecha." And then the rest of the pasuk, "V'dam zevachecha yishafecha yisod mizbacha ola." You shall do your ola. Habasar vehadam, the basar and the dam. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im ein dam, ein basar, im ein basar, ein dam. Rabbi Yeshua says we group together habasar vehadam in order to teach me that the two go hand in hand. If you have kosher basar, then you do your zrikas hadam. If you don't have kosher basar, you don't do zrikas hadam. So Rabbi Yeshua's position, as it's articulated here, is that if you have if the or is mushat, and the basar becomes pasul, you're not doing zrikas hadam. There's no zrika. So Rabbi Yeshua seems to be parallel to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. No zrika, just for the or. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dam af al pi she'ein basar. He says no. He says you would have the dam even without the basar. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'dam zivachacha yishafech. The Malbim on that pasuk explains what they're doing here with this. He says the pasuk continues to say v'dam zivachacha yishafech. The blood of the carbon will be spilled out. He says from the fact that we mention the dam in the pasuk before we mention the basar in the pasuk, he says v'dam zivachacha yishafech v'abasar tochel. You'll spill out the dam, and then you will eat the flesh. That teaches me that you do the zrikas hadam, even if there is no basar kasher to eat. That's where the Malbim explains the drasha that we're doing over here. So the pasuk says v'dam, which is good because Rashi over here doesn't contribute. The v'dam zivachacha yishafech tells me you would do the zrikas hadam even without kasher basar. That's his rule, which is just like, it seems to be just like the position of Rabbi. And the Gemara finishes off, the Brisa finishes off, then what does he do with Habasar v'Hadam in the Pasuk? Imki matamalomer v'asisa losecha Habasar v'Hadam. What do you do with that Pasuk, especially as the Malbim explains it, because now it's Basar before Dam. First you had Dam before Basar, and you use that for your drasha. What do you do with Basar before Dam? Lomar lach, to teach you, ma Dam bezrika, Basar bezrika. We're about 20 lines down. To teach you that, just like you do the zrika, physical zrika, you have to throw the Dam to the Mizbeach. You're not touching the Mizbeach with your finger. Af Basar bezrika, so too, when you put the meat of the carbon on the Mizbeach, you're going to have to actually throw it. And we saw this already in the Gemara back about a month and a half ago. Halamadata sherevach yesh ben kevesh lamizbeach, teaching me that there's a small gap between the ramp and the mizbeach, and you're going to actually throw the meat onto the ma'arach. That's onto the mizbeach at any rate. Not davka the ma'arach, onto the mizbeach. End of Brisa. So the Gemara says, Lema mana da'amar hurtzak Rabbi Eliezer, uman da'amar lo hurtzak Rabbi Yeshua. Let's say that the Manda Omar, the view that says that Hurtza, meaning specifically the view of Rebbe, who says that you do a Zrikas Hadam, that'll be effective just for the hide, that's like Rabbi Eliezer, as Rashi says, Manda Omar, the third line in Rashi, had Manda Omar Adam Ratza La Or La Achash Nifsal Basar, Ki Rabbi Eliezer, Domar Dam Alpapishain Basar. The view that says that you would do this, the Zrika, just for the Or, is like Rabbi Eliezer, Manda Omar Lower, it's like Rabbi Yeshua, and the one who says it doesn't work, that's the view of Rabbi Yeshua, who says he don't do a zrika just for the or. So is this a nice and neat match? So the Gemara says, Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer kuli amalo pligi.
Even if the or is attached, it should be okay too.
That would also be true, but everybody agrees that it's possible in that case. Right. The only question is why. In other words, they agree, but for different reasons. Rebbe will say that's true because the or has the same status as the basar. The basar is possible, the or is possible. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Shimon will say, I think it's possible because you don't do zrika just for the or. So you're right. They'll disagree on the reason, but they'll end up saying the same thing. That's the only difference. Okay. So he says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon will still work for Rabbi Yeshua. He says, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer kuli amalo pligi. Everyone agrees regarding Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Eliezer is going to match Rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer said you would do a zrika just for the or. Rabbi says you would do a zrika just for the or. Ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. However, they would debate Rabbi Yeshua's position, meaning both Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon will claim Rabbi Yeshua. Mandam or lo hurtzak Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi has it easy. He says Rabbi Elazar Shimon will have it easy. He'll say there's no zrika for the or. That's like Rabbi Yeshua. That's straightforward. Mandam or hurtzak, but even Rabbi who says that you do a Zrika just for the Or, he'll say, Rabbi Yeshua will agree with me. Amar Lach, he'll say, Ad kan lo k'amar Rabbi Yeshua hasam ela bebasar. Rabbi Yeshua only said that the Zrika doesn't work. That was regarding the basar. That was regarding the meat that has become pasul. Deleka pseida lekohanim. Because the kohanim don't lose anyway when you do this. As Rashi explains, basar deleka pseida lekohanim. Al karchach lo kamar Rabbi Yeshua im ein basar ein dam ela inyan lalos karban lebailim lechova. Rabbi Yeshua only made a statement that if the basar is pasul, there's no zrikas hadam. That's as far as saying that the karban will work for the owners to fulfill their chiyuv, to fulfill their obligation. It doesn't matter for the kohanim whether the owner fulfilled his karban or not. So what they said was, if you do this zrika, it doesn't work for the basar. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. That's what Rabbi Yeshua was saying. To let up say to the Kohanim back in the Gemara, there's no loss for the Kohanim involved. Aval or, but as far as the status of the hide, the ikup say to the Kohanim, there is a loss for the Kohanim if you're going to tell me it's possible that the Zrika didn't work. Afilu Rabbi Yeshua moda, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that the Zrika did work for the or. Midi dehava adi eved, just like the following bidi eved case where we say, don't do the Zrika, but if you do it, it works. It says in our Gemara disnan, but they note in the margin it should be a brisa disan. Yes, the following brisa says, "Nitma basar o nifsal or shiyatza chutz leklayim." Forget what we've been talking about with the or. As a general rule, if the meat of the carbon became tamei or became pasul or left the appropriate zone, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yizrok. Rabbi Eliezer says you do the zrika. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yizrok. Rabbi Yeshua says no, you don't do the zrika hadam. However, Umod Rabbi Yeshua Shimzara Kurtzer. Rabbi Yeshua agrees that b'di'eved it does work after the fact. If you did this Zrika, it is effective. So we'll say that that matches the view of Rebbe, who said this Zrika works for the or. So that's the upshot. Rebbe Eliezer is definitely like Rebbe. Rebbe Yeshua is claimed by both Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon. In truth, still, Rebbe and Rebbe Yeshua would not be one-to-one, because Rebbe seems to say, even lechatchila, you do this Zrika. Rebbe Yeshua, in Rebbe's read, only says it's kasher b'di'evet. So I'm not sure he's claiming it exactly. The Gemara then continues with a new thought, going back to Bichanina Skana Kohanim. In the Mishnah, they talked about whether you would in fact burn the hide where the carbon became pasul, right? That was the discussion at the end of yesterday as well. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said, I never ever saw the or getting burned. No such thing. You don't take the or out to the Beis HaSreifa. So there, I never saw it. We all, right? Every shul has someone like this. You want to do something and say, no, we never did it that way. So Bichanina Skana Kohanim says, We never did this. So the Gemara is going to challenge based on four cases in which it seems that we do burn the ore, and even Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim should agree with it, then we don't understand why he never saw it. So that's our set of questions here. Below, the Gemara asks on the first wide line, Hare parm hanisrafim usirim hanisrafim. What about the regular burning? If everything was kosher, nothing became possible, you burn the body of the parm hanisrafim, right? The paralim devershal tzibur and all that, the seir avodazara. So we burn that, and we burn everything, including the ore. So he says, L'mitzvah son lo kam rinan. He says, yeah, but that's the mitzvah. That wasn't what he was talking about. He was talking about where it was burned as a result of psul. So the Gemara says, all right, what about Hare Kodim Hafshit for Kodim Zrika? What if it became possible before the Hafshit or before the Zrika's Hadam? In that case, you would agree that we do burn it. Everybody would agree. As Rashi says, where was the Rashi? Right, Rashi. But you can quote him. Hashem b'kodem zrika. Debein l'rabbi, bein l'rabbi lazer v'shima nisraf. Everybody agrees that if the meat becomes possible before the hafshet, you are going to burn it. L'rabbi mishum dekodem hafshet. According to Rabbi, because he says it's pre-hafshet, therefore the hide is like the basar. L'rabbi lazer mishum dekodem zrika. And Rabbi lazer, because it's pre-zrika, and he says you won't do a zrika just for the or. Right? It was the middle column in our table. So everybody will agree that you burn the or. So the Gemara's answer is, yeah, but chalutz ka'amrinan. That's where the or is still attached to the basar. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim's point was, I never saw them burn the or separate from the basar. So the Gemara says, v'ha'ika achar hefshet v'kodem zrika l'rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, damar ena damar ratza l'or b'fnei atzmo. Well, wait a minute. What about where it became pasul after the hefshet, before the zrika, where Rebbe would say you do the zrika's hadam, but Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon says that that you don't do a zrika's hadam for the or independently. You don't do a zrika just for the hide. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Chanina ke Rabbi Svirolei. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim was siding with Rabbi, saying you would in fact be able to do the Zrika and the ore would become kosher. That's one answer. Or if you want, I'll tell you. I'll tell you he agrees with Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon. The Amoda Rabbi Shein Hefsha Kodem Zrika. However, as he said yesterday, Rabbi said they never did the Hefsha before the Zrika Saddam. Therefore, Vachinus Ganakonim never saw it. Hypothetically, it could have happened, but in practice, it never did. That's my other approach. So our fourth case, where he should have seen them burn the ore, where eight lines up from the bottom. You still have a case. They shechted the animal, they start to take it apart, and then they found it was a trefa. As Rashi says on the fourth wide line, lo nimsa psulo ad shehushat. They didn't find the psul until you actually skinned it. Upsul zek kodem zrika v'kodem hefshad ayabo. It was always there. The animal was always psul. The kasalka daitach bein l'rebi my assumption is Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar Bishimon will agree that you burn the ore because it was always possible. It was possible going back to when they were connected. As we say for Rabbi, it should be possible Mishum to Kodem Hefshet because the psul was before the Hefshet occurred. Rabbi Lazar Mishum Kodem Zrika. And according to Rabbi Lazar, we're going to burn it because the psul was pre Zrika. Either way, you're going to burn it. So the Gemara's answer is, yeah, so he's assuming we're not following that line. He's going with the other answer that we gave before. And in fact, it's possible they do a Hefshet pre-Zrika. But you know what? I'm sorry. You don't even need to say that. Let's say they didn't do a Hefshet pre-Zrika. The bottom line is still, you had the Zrika with the ore attached to the basar. Everyone thought it was kosher at that time. Afterwards, you found the psul in the B'nai Me'ayim, and the psul must have been there. We assume the psul was actually there from beforehand, before everything, before the Hefshet, and before the Zrika. So therefore, this will have the status of basar that was connected to the ore and was possible b'shah Zrika, and Rebbe will also say that it's going to be possible because it was mechuber, because it was connected at the time of the psul. So everybody's going to say that it's possible. I'll take the ola just to give the easiest.
I thought they never took the skin off.
We do have shit. Only by the parma nisrafim and seir nisrafim, I think, do we leave it attached when it goes up. But the ola, we do a nituach and a hefshet, I believe. Actually, we know it does. I'm sorry. Yes, we know you have shit. That's the whole gemara from the other day. So, yeah. So he says, if nims is trefa b'bnei me'ayim, everybody should agree that you do burn the ore, and Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim should have seen it happen. That's my problem. Seven lines up from the bottom. Eight lines up from the bottom. Kesavar nimtzei streifa b'bnei me'ayim ameratze. You're right. However, he is taking the view that if you find it to be a treifa inside, then the zrika actually is effective. Rashi explains why. Meratze. Ho'a v'lo hukar psulo kodem hefshet l'rebi. As far as Rebbe is concerned, the reason it's going to be kosher is because you didn't find the psul until after you separated them out. So I treat it as though I discovered the psul now, and as though the psul came to exist now. The kodem zrika l'Rabbi Lazar, or for Rabbi Lazar, I'll say because it's pre the it wasn't found pre zrika Saddam, so he'll say so maratza la or the bottom line therefore is that it will work. Since you didn't find the psul before Hefshet for Rebbe, that's the key moment in time. And you didn't find the psul before Zrika, which is the key moment in time for Rabbi Elazar. That's when he'll say, stop the presses. Miratza ala or, the Zrika will work to permit the or. Vabasa yisarev, kishar psulei kach. I mean, you just burned the basar. So that's the idea. And he said, I'll prove it to you. Deka nami, back in the Gemara, seven lines up from the bottom. Deka nami, we can prove this is so. Diksani amar Rabbi Akiva, midvarav lamadnu shamashid as habachor, v'nimtza trefa she'osu kohanim. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that we learned from Chanina Skanakohanim that if in fact you do the hefshet of a bechor and it turns out to be a treifa, the kohanim get the ore. Why? Either because it was pre-Zrika, or because it was either because it was not found pre-Zrika per Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, or because it wasn't found pre-Hefshet per Rabbi Shmamina. We see it from there that's exactly what we would say. Vela my kamashbul and Rabbi Akiva. Well, you know what? Then Rabbi Akiva is just telling me the same thing Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim did. What was his chiddush? What was his novelty? The answer is he's teaching me that this applies even outside the Beis Hamikdash. Meaning, as Rashi says, what happens is if you have a bechor that gets a mum, so you're shechting it outside, it's not a carbon anymore. You're giving it to the Kohanim, he's going to shecht it on the basis of the mum. So all that happens is you get to eat it. As the Pasuk says, but if you have a bechor baal mum that dies without being shechted, then the or is off limits, the hide is off limits. V'taon kavur, you have to bury the animal. Vashmin and Rabbi Akiva dehecha delo nikar treifaso ad la'achar hefshet. Okay, if the that Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach me that if I didn't know it was a treifa when I did the shechita, I shechted it and I skinned it, thinking that I would get to use the hide, and then afterwards, that's when we discovered it. Sharash shechita, so is the addition. We have they have shariyeh shechita, so the shechita permitted it in the inside margin. The hivshit oro, you did the skinning. Keilu nizrak damo b'mikdash, it's just as though it had the zrika in the Beis Hamikdash. The nimtza treifa la'achar hefshit, finding the treifa only after the hefshit. In other words, where Rabbi Akiva is teaching me is that if I do the processing outside the Beis Hamikdash and then find out that it was a treifa all along, the rule is I get to use the hide. We're not going to kasher the meat. This is like any other shechita where it turned out to be a treifa, right? You don't say that, well, I didn't see the treifa before the shechita, I guess that means that the meat's kasher. That would change the kosher meat market. But what we are saying is that you can use the or.
Yes. Yeah. We're talking about using the or for leather goods, or is it using the meat that's attached to
it? I think we're talking about using the or mamash.
Yeah,
not the baser. I think specifically the or. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not in the case where it was a baal mum, but yeah, I don't believe we're talking about using the meat. I think we're talking about the or mamash. Amar v'chia bar Abba, Amar v'yochanan. V'chia bar Abba says, citing Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. That's actually the halacha. V'av Rabbi Akiva lo amar ela k'shei tiro mumcha. Rabbi Akiva himself, though, only said this where you showed the mum to an expert. The expert identified it as being ready for shechita. Avaloi tiro mumcha lo, but if you didn't go to an expert to look at this, then he's not going to permit you to use the hide. We'll treat it as though the treifa was known the entire time. V'hilchasa k'divrei chachamim, and the law, in fact, follows the view of the Chachamim against Rabbi Akiva, even though we just said halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, and then you have this parenthetical note which is problematic. Basar b'kvura ve'or b'sreifa, the meat gets buried, the hide gets burned. If you take a look at Rashi on this parenthetical statement, ve'or b'sreifa lo yadana taima. He says, I don't know why you would burn it. Why don't you just bury it? It seems to me that you would actually don't have this. This is incorrect. These words don't belong. This is what you should say. And there's nothing else to say. The Vitosefta Zu, or Vitosefet Zu, this added addition, Girsa de Talmidi, the Tarbitsoihi, which they say means base medrash. He says, this addition was the addition of the Talmidim in the base medrash. Vitao, Bameshashnina, 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 and Lebes Asrefa. They made a mistake because we talked about in the Mishnah taking out the hide, Lebes Asrefa, so therefore that meant, they thought that meant here that it should also be burned. Vani Omer, the Rabbana, Laba de Bekiva, Kaimi, Daib, Bechor, Begvulin, and he says, and I'll give you an answer that in fact when we say the halachas like the Rabbanan, it's not talking about Rabbi Akiva's case in the Gvul, and it's talking about Rechanina based on Mikdash, and therefore it would be Bisreifa. Okay. Bottom line out of this discussion is that Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohanim did likely witness it on several occasions. What he didn't witness was them burning the ore separately in the case of Psul. That's what Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohanim never saw. Which brings us to a new Mishnah. And the new Mishnah really raises a very interesting philosophical question. We have karbanos that are supposed to be burned, and one becomes tamei when he burns them. We view the burning like an avoda, right? We don't compare burning, or I think we don't compare, burning a pasul karban with burning a karban where the karban is supposed to be burned, i.e. param hanisrafim usirim hanisrafim. You have certain karbanos where you're supposed to burn it. So do I view the burning of these karbanos as the equivalent of eating karbanos that are meant to be eaten? Is that the way I look at it? With all sorts of ramifications, we're going to see two of them here regarding the laws of Lina and Yotze. So the Mishnah says, Parim hanisrafim usirim hanisrafim. Okay, the bulls that should be burned, like the parhelam davar shel tzibur, the sarav odazara, bizman shein nisrafin kimitzvasan. If they're being burned properly, nisrafin bebeis hadeshen. So the burning takes place in the beis hadeshen in the azara. We'll talk a little more about that on the next slide. Umetamein begadim. And further, the one who actually is involved in burning it becomes tame, and his clothing becomes tame. That's the rule. Not because he did anything wrong. That's just the avodah. Just like by a paraduma, the zorg becomes tame. It's just the way it is. V'meinan nisrafen kimitzvasan. However, if they're not being burned properly, meaning they're being burned because they became pasul, that's a different story. Then nisrafen bebeis habira. You burn them in the beis habira. The Gemara is going to ask what that is. V'meinan metamen begadim, and they will not communicate tuma to the clothing of the burner. We now go back to where they're burning it properly and describe the procedure. Hayusovlin oso bimotos. They would carry the meat on poles. The harishonos yatsu, we should say, not yatsu harishonim. Harishonos yatsu chutz l'chomas ha'azara v'achonim lo yatsu. At the stage where the lead people doing the carrying have left the azara, but the ones carrying, bringing up the rear, have not yet left. Harishonim metamim begadim v'achonim enim metamim begadim ad sheyetsu. So the tumah begins as you leave the azara, this Tana is saying. And the first ones out become tamei, while the last ones out are not yet tamei. No, they're leaving the Azara. They're leaving the Azara, yeah. The Yatsu, once they're gone, Elu ve'elu mitamin begadim. Both of them will communicate Tumah to their begadim. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that's not when the Tumah takes place. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Eina mitamin ad sheyutas ha'or biruban. He says they only become Tameh once the majority of the meat is actually burned. It actually catches flame. Nita chabasar. Finally, once the meat starts to decompose in the fire, ein hasariv mitame begadim. Anybody who becomes involved at that point to help it burn is not going to become tame at all, because the meat is already considered burnt. Okay. So the Gemara first of all wants to know about these locations where you're doing the burning. My bira, what is this beis habira? What bira are you talking about? Gold star. No. Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Yesh Bahar Abayis, Ubira Shemo. He says there's a place on Har Abayis, and it's called bira, beis habira. Reish Lakish Amar Kol Abayis Kulo Karoy Bira. Reish Lakish said no, bira meant Har Abayis. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Habira Asher Hachinosi. The bira that I have established, talking about Har Habayis as a whole. So that's a question about the name. But now we find out more about the locations, and we have, surprise, a machlokes about the locations. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, first version. Shlosha Beis Hadishin in Hain. You actually have three places that are Beis Hadeshin. Beis Hadeshin Gadol Hayabazara Shisham Sarfim Psule Kachem Kachem Beimurei Kachem Kalim Uparim Hanisrafim Usirim Hanisrafim Shirim Psul Kodem Zrika. He says, number one, you have the Beis Hadeshin in the Azara. And that's where you burned carbonos that became pasul, specifically the Kachem Kachem and the Emurim of the Kachem Kalim that were supposed to go on the Mizbeach, as well as Parim Hanisrafim Usirim Hanisrafim that became pasul pre Zrika. That's number one. Number two site, Ubeis Hadeshin Acher Haya Bahar Abayis. Another one that's on Har Abayis, Shesham Sarfin Parman Esrafim Bithirim and Esrafim Shira Ben Psul Acher Zrika. That's where you burn Parman Esrafim and Sirim and Esrafim if they became possible post the Zrika Sadam, when it was already time for them to leave the Azara anyway, as Rashi says, therefore you burn them outside the Azara. And then ukemitzvasa, and if you're burning them properly, parma nesrafim, the seer nesrafim being burned because that's their mitzvah, that's chutz l'shalosh machanos. That's outside the three camps, and that's where he becomes pasul when he's leaving the azara, carrying those out. End of quote. That's our first approach. Tani Levi. Levi gives me my second approach, which is not going to vary greatly, but there is a difference. Shlosha Beis Hadeshin and Hay, you have three places where you burn these things. Beis Hadeshin Gadol Haya Ba'azara Shasham Sarfim Psulei Kachem Kachem Ve'imurei Kachem Kalim Uparim Enesrafim Psirim Enesrafim Shirim Ben Psul Bein Kodem Zrika Bein La'achar Zrika. The only thing he adds is that the Beis Hadeshin in the Azara is also used for Parim Enesrafim and Seirim Enesrafim, which come disqualified even after the Zrika Sadam, when I would have thought they were already slated to leave the Azara, and therefore they shouldn't be burned in the Azara. You're going to keep them there.
Most room, or just an area of the Azara?
The Beis Hadeshin that he's talking about now is actually located 10 amos before the end of the ramp, on the east side of the ramp. We had a nice long discussion. I can send you the PDFs with the pictures. The Blinether, if you email me after. That's the way this is. Second, you have the Beis Hadeshin that's on Harabayis. And that's where you would burn Parmanisrafim Musiramanisrafim if a psul occurs, be it siyasan, meaning after they left. So I'm not bringing it back into the Azara, I'm burning it out on Harabayis. Ukimitzvas, and if you burn it properly, everybody agrees chutz l'shalosh machanas, it's outside the three camps. So the only point of disagreement is, what if the psul occurred after the Zrika? That's my only question. It was supposed to leave, but on the other end now it's hostile. Do I burn it here, or do I take it out? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah, though, now asks a key question. And this goes back to the question I mentioned on the Mishnah. Is the mitzvah burning the equivalent of mitzvah eating? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Lina ma'usha toil bepar manisrafim u'b'ir manisrafim. We know that if I have a karban, and it's supposed to be eaten, and lina occurs, not everything occurs on time, it waits overnight, so then it becomes pasul, the meat becomes pasul. Do I say that if lina happens with par menes rafim and seir menes rafim, then you can't burn them either? They're considered to be pasul because you didn't do the burning in a timely fashion. Mi amrina, do we say ki mahan yolina bibasar dibar achila? Lina affects the meat of a karban because it's up for eating. Aval hani delav bin achila ninulav, but these are not up for eating and therefore lina is irrelevant. O demoloshna, or do I say that there is no distinction?
What's the alternative? You bury it?
The alternative would be that you burn it, no? Just like, no, sir.
I said, you can't burn it.
This is a...
You can't burn it.
What do you mean? Why couldn't I burn it?
Because it's lina. It's normal...
No, I don't burn it on the Mizbeach. I burn it as a pasul karban. I do the same thing as nimtzebo psul. I'm not burning it as a kasher karban outside of the Gimel Machnos and all that. I would burn it on one of the other Beis Hadeshin locations. Inside the Azara or outside the Azara, depending on its location. But that's what he's talking about. So Amar Rava gives me one answer. He says, "Ha milsa ibaya leila abaye." He said Abaye was bothered by that. Upashat nole, and I gave him an answer. Meha from the following, we've learned. Everybody agrees that if you're doing the avoda on these parim hanisrafim, and you have in mind, I'm going to burn it after the proper time. Okay, or I have in mind I'm going to eat the meat of the karban after the proper time. Shelo asa klum, my action is irrelevant. End of quote. So he says, my love, me the machshava lo pasla, lina mami lo pasla. Does that mean since my thought of lina isn't effective, actual lina wouldn't be effective to disqualify it either? That's my thought. The Dilma, to which the Gemara says, but maybe not. Maybe the two things are different. The Dilma machshava dula pasla, valina pasla. Maybe the machshava wouldn't have an effect, but actual lina would. How do you know that we... I see Rava's argument. But he says, well, that's not proof. So the Gemara says, all right, we'll try a second answer. Ta Shema, come in here from the following. Par manisrafim usir manisrafim maal in bahen misha hukdashu. We say that Me'ila does apply once the par manisrafim usir manisrafim are dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. Nishchatu, hukshiru lipasal bitvul yom u'muchusar kipurim u'balina. Once they are shechted, and now they are eligible to become pasal via tvul yom, or muchusar kipurim, or lina. Ha! End of quote. My love, lina's basar, doesn't that mean lina of the meat, the part that was supposed to go on the mizbeach, and that tells me that it does disqualify the karban? Lo, lina's emurin. I'm sorry, not the basar that was supposed to go on the mizbeach. Lina of the basar that was supposed to be burned. So the Gemara answers, lo, lina's emurin. No, that's lina of the part that was supposed to go on the mizbeach. But I'll tell you, lina of the part that was supposed to be burned is ineffective. So he says, really? Vami diksani seifa kulan maal and ben bebeis hadeshin achayuta habasar. For the fact that the seifa says that there is mi'ila for them in the beis hadeshin until the meat decomposes. So that's talking about the meat decomposing. Mi de seifa basar reisha nami basar. From the fact that you're talking about basar in the seifa, that means the reisha that talked about lina was also talking about the basar. So he says, no, mi de yiria. Each one is talking about its own case. Seifa basa, reisha emurin, lav dafka. Tashma, we bring our third attempt to answer the question. Detani Levi taught, She'ira ben psul b'yitziyasan. That was Levi, right? When he listed the three different Beis HaDesh locations. So one of them was where it became psul when it was leaving. My lav lina, isn't that a psul of lina? To which he says, no. Hello, psul tuma psul yitziyah. You could just easily tell me it was some other psul. It was a psul of tuma. It was a psul of yitziyah. It left before the Zvikas Hadam, Rashi says. So you have all those other possibilities. So we, in the end, we do not have an answer to the question of the effect of lina, the parts that were supposed to be burned. We don't know. Oh well, that's all right. We have other questions to ask. By Rabbi Elazar, By Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar asks the Yitzia question. Yitzia ma'usha towil b'param hanisrafim u'sirim hanisrafim. Let's say the meat leaves before the zrika. Okay, but it was meat that was supposed to be burned anyway. Do I treat this like meat that was supposed to be eaten from a karban? Or not? That's his question. Ma'ikim abayalei. The Gemara asks, what exactly was bothering you? What do you mean Yitzia? It's supposed to leave anyway in the end. So Amar of Yirmiyah Bar Abba, of Yirmiyah Bar Abba explains, Kikami Bayalei, the Bach throws in, his question was, Aliba demanda Amar, Adayan lo igiyaz man olatzeis, within the view that says that if it leaves before the proper time, that could actually disqualify it. He's talking about, this is a source regarding regular karbanos, not those that are supposed to be burned. Mi amrina, do we say, Hani mili basar, dein sofa latzeis, chova? Do I say, sure, meat from a carbon that leaves pre-Zerika becomes disqualified, because it was never supposed to leave. However, this was supposed to leave, and therefore it remains fine. It just got, you know, it just got to jump on things. Oh, Dilmer, do we say, Hakinami, lo igiyaz man olatzeis, here too, the time has not yet come for it to leave. Tashma, come in here, Detani Levi taught, She'ira bo psul b'yitziyaso, that it became disqualified when it left. Those were his words. My love psul yitziyah, isn't that a psul of leaving? It left too early? To which he answers, no, not necessarily psul tuma, psul lina. There was other disqualifications it could be. Right before we said it wasn't lina, it was tuma and yitziyah. Now we'll say it was tuma or lina, just not yitziyah. Fine. Boy, Rabbi Elazar asks another question. All told, Rabbi Elazar is going to have three questions, but we'll see only the first two, and the third will be for tomorrow. But this is a great question. I love this question. Listen to this. By Rabbi Elazar, Param and Israfim was Iram and Israfim. Okay, they didn't become disqualified. They left properly. They're going out to be burned outside the Gimel Machanos. Sheyatza Rubo b'miut Aver. So the majority will have left if you include an Aver of which only the minority has left. Okay, it's like about the halfway point, and there's an Aver that is only minority out, but that puts it over the top for the majority of the animal. So, Mao, what do we say? Hach mi'uta de Aver basa ruba shadinan lei v'halod afgalei. Do I say, well, the majority of that Aver hasn't left, so I treat the minority as though it hasn't left either, as though it's still inside, and therefore the animal hasn't yet left in the majority? Oh, Dilma basa ruba de behema shadinan. Do I say, but the majority of the animal has left, and therefore the Aver is considered to have left? It's a great question. So he says, Pshita, Deloshav Kinan, Ruba de Behema, Vaslin and Basa Ruba de Aver. Or Ruba de Varim, but it should be Ruba de Aver. He says, no, it's obvious that you go with the majority of the animal. The whole is greater than the individual part in this case, correct. But we ain't done. It's all in one piece. However, Ela Sheyatza Chetzio Berov Aver. What if only half will be out at this stage with the majority of an Aver counting towards it? That'll bring me to the halfway point. Now watch. Do I say the minority that's still inside is considered to be with the majority of the Aver that is outside, and therefore the animal has left? Oh, Dilmor, perhaps, I say you go with where the animal as a whole is considered to be right now. It's connected to the animal. Rashi gives you a little discussion of it. And therefore we'll say, and therefore we say that it is considered to be inside still. So the Gemara answers, the only way you can answer that, teiku. And actually, we'll do the next three lines because they go with it. Rabba Bar Avuna Masila Begavri. Rabba Bar Avuna had the same question but said it regarding people. the majority of the people, not majority of the animal. Let's say it's not two people in front, two people behind. It's three people in front, and they've already left the Azara, and two remain behind. My, what's the rule? Do we care about majority of the animal, or do we care about majority of the people carrying the animal? And again, Teiku.